Voting began in Haryana for the 90 assembly seats on Saturday and saw a voter turnout of 9.53% till 9 a.m., said the Election Commission of India, ENI reported. As per the data released by the ECI, the highest poll percentage was recorded to be 12.71% in Jind, followed by Palwal at 12.45%, Ambala at 11.87%, Fatehabad 11.81%, and Mahendragarh 11.51% till 9 a.m. Till 9 a.m., Faridabad recorded an 8.82% turnout, while Gurgaon, Hisar and Jhajjar recorded 6.10, 8.49, and 8.43%, respectively. The Haryana polls started at 7 a.m. and will go on till 6 p.m. A total of 1,031 candidates are competing in all 90 constituencies, and 20,632 booths have been set up for voting, ANI reported. The results for the Haryana Assembly elections will be revealed on October 8, alongside Jammu and Kashmir. According to Haryana's Chief Electoral Officer, Pankaj Agrawal, 20,354,350 voters, including 10,775,957 males, 9,577,926 females, and 467 third gender voters, will cast their votes in the assembly elections on October 5, ANI reported. 1,031 candidates are running in 90 assembly constituencies, and 20,632 voting stations have been set up for the election. The chief electoral officer mentioned that a total of 29,462 police personnel, 21,196 home guards, and 10,403 special police officers, SPO, have been deployed all over the state of Haryana. To ensure that voters can vote without fear, strict surveillance will be kept up throughout the state. The JJP-ASP coalition will run candidates in all assembly constituencies in the state, with JJP running 70 of the 90 Haryana assembly seats, while the ASP will run in 20 of them. In the 2019 Haryana assembly elections, the BJP won 40 seats of 90, forming a coalition government with the JJP, which won 10 seats at the time. The Congress secured 31 seats. However, JJP later broke out of the coalition, ANI reported, with inputs from ANI.